ranked choice voting. It sounds simple, right? Grab a ballot, rank the candidates in order of preference, and when someone gets a majority, they win. Supporters of Question 5 on the main ballot say adoption of ranked choice voting in statewide elections will improve the process in several ways, including eliminating the so-called spoiler effect. But as Steve Missler reports, they will have to make their case to skeptics.
The ranked choice voting camp has a lot of explaining to do between now and Election Day, so they've decided to do it over beer.
All right, so this is Stevie.
Supporters of Question 5 have come to Mass Landing Brewery in Westbrook to illustrate how ranked choice voting actually works. In this election, CV Island Ale is running against three other candidates. To win, it will have to get a majority of votes. That is, more than 50%, not just a plurality. That could take several rounds of tabulation, in which last place candidates are eliminated, and their supporters' votes are redistributed to the remaining field. But proponents of ranked choice voting view the majority as more than just a threshold for victory. They see it as a game changer, for candidates, for campaigns, and our politics.
No longer can you win by energizing your base, turning them out to vote, beating the heck out of your opponents and saying, vote for me because you hate them and they can't win. That's what happens in our politics now. That can happen with ranked choice voting.
Kyle Bailey heads the Yes on 5 campaign. He's explaining the theory behind ranked choice voting to the crowd of roughly 100 people at the brewery. Among them are Faye and Dan Lakeman, a couple from Wyndham.
I think we do have extremes prevailing, and I think that's why a lot of us are interested in the ranked choice system.
And others, like Ashley Cust of Westbrook, point to the frustration with what's become known as the spoiler effect. That's when a candidate wins a plurality because the opposition vote is divided by two or more candidates. Avoiding the spoiler effect leads voters to vote strategically, or in some instances, for the candidate they don't fully support.
Quite frankly, I was excited because I don't want what happened with LePage happening again with another vote. So,
Governor Paul LePage has twice been elected with a plurality, both times in races with more than two candidates. Ranked choice advocates say that may not have happened under their system, and they're taking their cause directly to voters instead of the reticent legislature.
It's a big opportunity for the people of Maine and the voters of Maine to sort of lead the country out of the morass of disillusionment and upset and lack of legitimacy that is plaguing our democracy.
Hendrik Hertzberg is the former speechwriter for President Jimmy Carter, a staff writer for the New Yorker magazine, and a board member for Fair Vote, the organization pushing ranked choice voting in Maine and elsewhere. But why is the passage of ranked choice voting considered such a big deal? Ranked choice advocates also believe that the absence of a majority undermines the legitimacy of the winner, handicaps moderate candidates, and exacerbates negative campaigns. They argue that ranked choice forces candidates to campaign and govern for voters other than the active base constituencies of the political parties. In order to appeal to more voters, Hertzberg says, candidates would have to rethink their scorched earth campaign strategies.
It's a big incentive to not go completely cutthroat.
But the system has its critics.
Ranked choice voting is not democratic, it's not necessary, it's not constitutional, and it's not usual.
Gordon Weil of Harpswell is a former aide to presidential candidate George McGovern.
What it is complicated, corruptible, and costly.
Weil describes a system overly reliant on ballot counting computers. He also believes that advocates fundamentally misunderstand the real forces that affect civility in politics.
And I think even in this form of voting, you're not going to change human behavior. Our problem is we can't find out how to compromise. And that's done by people, not by voting machines.
Maine's Secretary of State has estimated that the cost of the new system is nearly $1 million a year. Election officials have also warned that ranked choice isn't constitutional, an assertion confirmed by Attorney General Janet Mills. If voters approve it in November, the legislature will likely have to pass a constitutional amendment to make it lawful, and that, too, will require approval from voters, likely next year. Weil and other opponents argue that ranked choice just isn't worth the trouble. If Mainers want to make sure that candidates win with a majority, he says, they can adopt less costly options, such as runoff elections.
The cost we're talking about of a runoff is 60-some cents a voter. That's less than a candy bar. Isn't democracy worth more than a candy bar?
Last year, San Francisco State University professor Jason McDaniel published a study asserting that ranked choice voting decreased turnout among less experienced voters, including minorities and younger people.
We have hundreds of years of reforms in this country to the voting system, and the ones that make voting more complicated tend to have an adverse effect on the level of participation.
FairVote sharply challenged the findings, saying the study focused too much on a non-competitive San Francisco mayoral race. But McDaniel stands by his research, which, he says, shouldn't surprise anyone familiar with election reform. Critic Gordon Weil says the ranked choice campaign, though well-intended, hasn't made a good case.
We've lived through some pretty bad things in this world, and I think we shouldn't change our political system just because we don't like Paul LePage.
Back at the brewery, the campaign's Kyle Bailey focuses on the beer and the promise of ranked choice voting.
This is something we can do now to improve the political process. We don't have to wait for politicians, parties, or PACs to figure out that the system isn't working. We can make it work for us.
On this night, the winner was Telltale Pale Ale. Mainers will decide on question 5 and 4 other ballot initiatives on November 8th. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.